episode 36 of the Walking Leader podcast. Great to Follow's rule number 14, take that extra step. Thank you for listening. I am David Guerra. Let's dive right in. At the end of rule 11, volunteer but don't look like you're volunteering, I mentioned that if you can, it is perfectly acceptable to exceed the expectations of your assigned duties. Now, I want to take this one step further. How about always exceeding those expectations? And what I mean is, if you are already doing the best, your job to the best of your abilities, how about finding that one thing more that can make it better? For example, break down statistical data into a chart or graph, then finding and explaining an angle that was not previously presented. Think outside the box, but not so much that you spend more time explaining that extra bit than what the extra bit itself represents. I hope you get the picture. If not, that's okay. Please, let's continue. The first thing to remember when taking that extra step is that you do not have to ask for permission to take that extra step. First, no one is going to give you permission, not your supervisor, not your manager, not your supervisor's supervisor, and most certainly not your peers. This is not to make them out to be mean misers of doing what's right, no. The thing is if they gave you permission, they will give you conditional permission. Conditional in the sense that they will want you to do it their way. Is that really what you want to do? I know it's not what you had in mind when you walked into the boss's office and asked for permission to do a little extra. It would break your heart. I know it would break my heart if I was told the only way I could take that extra step would be to take it their way. You have to take the initiative. Plain and simple, there is nothing else to say or do or ask. So long as that extra you plan on doing does nothing less than magic for you, your department, and your organization, I would have to say, then you are good to go. If for some reason what you perceive as taking that extra step or going above and beyond is nothing more than just doing your job, then please stop. Stop immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Just freeze in your tracks and stop. You will really need to reevaluate why what you think is above and beyond is really nothing more than meeting expectations on your upcoming annual performance evaluation. Do not fall into the mindset that showing up for work is a cause for celebration that requires fireworks shows every hour on the hour. Remember, crossing the T's and dotting the I's is your job. In the current economy, there is no room for people that allow mediocrity to drive their work ethic. In simpler terms, if you believe that just showing up for work means you deserve a pay raise, you will find out two things real quickly. You will find yourself looking for another job, and there will be at least 7, if not more, individuals ready to fill your recently vacated position. Now, if you believe that taking the extra step means more than just 9 to 5 or a 40-hour work week, then you are on to something. Really. If you're not sure as to what I'm talking about, think about the following. Someone approaches you for directions to an obscure office in your building. You know where the office is, and you proceed to tell them how to get there. Okay, it's your job to be courteous and to tell them where to go and how to get there. Now, you can take that a step further by drawing an accurate map. Better still, you can walk them to their destination, or you can call ahead and ask for a coworker to meet them at the elevator. It doesn't take that much to go above and beyond, but when you do, people will remember that. When people remember you and your actions, good things happen. Now, here's something else. When there is a customer or a client waiting for a coworker to arrive and they are just standing there looking uncomfortable, go ahead and engage them. First, introduce yourself and ask them if they have been helped. More than likely, the answer will be yes, and they might tell you why they are waiting or whom they are waiting for. At this point, you can either check on what is keeping the person that they are waiting on, or you can engage them in light conversation or work on helping them yourself. See, if you see someone that visibly needs help opening the door, carrying packages, so on, then get up from your desk, walk over, and offer a helping hand. Don't wait until they are almost at arm's length away before you offer help. Seriously, at that point, why bother? Trust me on this one. The moment you see someone needing help, such as they are carrying a heavy load that requires two hands, get up and either open a door and then lighten their load, or just lighten their load as soon as possible. Something to remember, it has been my experience that people normally do not refuse help when it is being offered, especially if they have a heavy load. Go ahead and offer that help. Now, if they absolutely refuse your help, and it has happened, stick close by just in case. What if they lose their balance, a box falls, or something falls? See, when the time comes, and it will come, there will be individuals that will look at you with a sense of negativity. For whatever reason, you will most certainly encounter one or a few that are going to give you nothing but static and negativity. Now, you can chalk that negativity up to jealousy, envy, or they wish they had come up with the idea you are putting into action first. It is not that difficult to go the extra mile. All you really need to do is go ahead and take that extra step and go above and beyond. What is difficult is remembering to do it all the time, if you are not already doing it. Now, what else will be difficult? Well, it will be those that see you as a suck-up, or whatever they want to see you as, good or bad. That is fine. You cannot change their mind by saying anything. The only way to change their mind is by showing them. Show them that taking the extra step and giving your stakeholders a little more than they originally expected is better for the organization, not just the individual. Don't get me wrong. The individual will most certainly benefit, but giving the company some of the positive fallout of taking that extra step doesn't hurt. Never has, never will. Don't be afraid. It's like I said, you don't need to ask for permission. Don't ask for permission. You're part of the team. Start doing it. Start working. Get in there. Do that. And if it's a little bit extra you want to do that a little bit extra. But again, use caution. Be careful in the sense that it doesn't create more work for everybody else. Because that wasn't the intention, was it? Listen, folks, this has been episode 36 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra. Thank you for listening. Until next time, have a good one.